I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. It's been 3 years now since the WikiLeaks saga began, and beyond the fate of Bradley Manning, there is still going to be plenty to talk about here. After all, he helped make public a trove of hundreds of thousands of classified U.S. diplomatic and military cables. So what was in the documents themselves? Here's The World's Matthew Bell with a reminder.
Cablegate, as it's known, was the third and by far most extensive phase of disclosures from WikiLeaks. This was the massive pile of official communications from U.S. personnel based abroad, usually written for colleagues and officials back home in America.
What makes WikiLeaks unique is that it literally touched on just about every relationship the United States had with every other government around the world.
P.J. Crowley is a former Assistant Secretary of State who resigned following comments he made about the mistreatment of Bradley Manning. Crowley says the information revealed by Cablegate will be part of the global conversation for years to come. But he says what's remarkable is that there is so little in the cables that's truly remarkable.
For the most part, they show due diligence on behalf of U.S. diplomats around the world, you know, doing the nation's business, you know, day in and day out. I mean, obviously, a handful of cables led to awkward moments. It can make dealing with that particular government for a period of time very, very difficult, and that's what we found.
But for experts like Derek Scissors at the Heritage Foundation, who covers the Chinese economy, Cablegate has been, at times, a goldmine. For example, there was a quote from Chinese official Li Keqiang.
I mean, he says, oh, Chinese economic statistics are man-made in this kind of dismissive fashion. I don't pay attention to them. And we find out later that he had this view of it after we find out that he's going to be running the Chinese economy.
So that's embarrassing.
Yes, it was extremely embarrassing, and it's gotten a tremendous amount of play. I grabbed it myself as soon as I saw it because it was wonderful.
Of course, some of the details exposed by WikiLeaks about U.S. policy are far from wonderful. There was that infamous video of an American helicopter attack in Baghdad showing the deaths of innocents.
So, you are free to engage, over.
Come on, fire.
Roger.
Greg Mitchell spent months poring through WikiLeaks cables, researching his book about Bradley Manning.
It was always sort of shocking and disgusting to read fresh details of innocent civilians who were killed by U.S. troops or U.S. air power and paid off. You know, there was a whole program in effect where family members and survivors were paid small sums of money to go away.
In general, though, the WikiLeaks cables tended to confirm things many analysts already knew. They're like gossip, says Barbara Slavin. She's an expert on Iran who writes for Al Monitor, a website that covers the Middle East. Slavin says the cables didn't teach her much new about Iran or U.S. policy toward Iran, but they did reveal something about the American diplomats who authored them.
They were extremely well written and fairly deep in analytical terms. I've known many fine Foreign Service officers, of course, but I didn't really know how well they could or couldn't write. And I have to say now that these cables are rather good and they would stand up pretty well in journalistic circles.
But these were official cables meant to be classified. Former State Department official P.J. Crowley says in many instances they contain the phrase strictly protect. That means the information inside these documents, if revealed, could put people in danger.
That's exactly what happened. There were people that have had their careers turned upside down, have their lives turned upside down, who have been intimidated, jailed, in some cases killed. I can't say that anyone was killed because of a release of a WikiLeaks cable, but neither can Julian Assange say that didn't happen.
The head of the WikiLeaks website today called Bradley Manning's prison sentence a significant tactical victory, because Manning could end up serving a fraction of the full 35 years. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.